It felt intimate, sacred even. Connor wasn't a lifestyle photographer, nor a documentarian. A photograph like this, of a man in his element, seemed surreal to someone who plied his trade in the carefully crafted falsehoods of fashion photography. Jed turned his face back to Connor, smiled, and said soft as can be,
Cheese?
Connor snapped a last shot and then lowered the camera. Thanks. Jed ducked his head and nodded. I'll let you go back to work. Connor gestured at the truck. I'll take a few more photos of the farm, if that's okay.
It's your farm, Jed repeated with a shrug. I just work it.
Connor nodded, awkward in the face of Jed's acceptance of his place here. A place Connor didn't feel a claim to, and didn't want to. Okay, thanks. Placing his hat on his head, Jed tipped it gently in Connor's direction and climbed back into his truck. Connor watched him drive away, ignoring the temptation to photograph the tracks he left in the mud like so much graffiti. Jed was here. He wasn't what Connor had expected when Marty Sullivan told him that there was a tenant living in the main house and working the land. The farmers he'd known as a child had been men like his uncle, big, brawny, and well used to a day's work. Jed Jones was built like he'd fall over in a strong wind, with a body more in common with the lithe young things Connor photographed than with the rednecks who'd had no patience for Bruce Graham's chubby, sissy boy nephew.
Cheese?
Models didn't say cheese. Connor took more photos, following the light across the landscape, still golden and glorious.